G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to episode 59 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Knowing When You're Ready for Selection. And the reason I bring this up is in my new school platform, my new group, my selection group on the school platform, when you go and sign up for school, you have to put a bit of a spiel about yourself in your bio. I remember one guy recently put that he's not going to go, or one of the questions I ask when they're going to come and join my group is, when are you planning on going for selection? And this guy's response was, I'm going to go for selection when I know 100% I'm going to pass first go. And the thing about that, there's obviously holes in that statement, because you don't know, and you're never going to know, that you're going to pass selection first go. Okay? Actual fact, most dudes, I'd say, take more than one go. And I mean, you don't know that you're ever going to pass, really. If you try and wait till you think that you're going to pass first go, then you're going to be waiting a long time and you'll probably never do it, okay? Because you're just putting it off. So when is a good time to go? Well, I would say that really you don't want to overthink it. So if you've joined the military, you've done a few years in the military, you're anywhere around, you know, sort of 22 to 25 years old, at least, you know, at least sort of that age. Obviously, people are going to join the military later. But again, refer to the first point, after a few years in the military, all right? So you've done 2, 3, 4 years in the military. Go for it, all right? You don't want to wait until you're 27, 28, which is probably the average age of people passing. You don't want to just wait for the sake of waiting, because you don't know what's going to happen. I've mentioned this before in podcasts. If you're 19 years old and you're trying to say, I'm going to wait till I'm 26, 27 to go for selection, you don't know what could possibly happen, all right? It could be just life situations out of your control that happen that prevent you from doing selection. You could get injured. You could get a partner who doesn't want you to do it. You could get jaded with the military. So really, as long as your life is sorted, and you have got, or you haven't got anything that is going to take attention away from your preparation, then just fucking go for it. All right. Give yourself a solid 12 to 18 months to prepare. And once you set that date to go for selection, i.e., you've set yourself May 2024 or May, you know, 2025. Once you set that date, you'll be amazed at how much focus you have. And throughout all my attempts at selection, once I knew that date, once I set that date, I was laser focused in preparing for selection, okay? Everything, just naturally, if you really fucking want it, you're just going to naturally cut out things that aren't going to help you, right? Especially once you're in that last 12 months of prep time. So don't try and wait until everything is perfect and you know that you're going to pass first go, because it's bullshit, right? It's a fucking cop-out. And with that attitude, you're never going to go for selection. Right? Many dudes take more than one go. You will learn a tremendous amount preparing well and then attempting selection. That if you don't make it, you'll be able to use that. You'll know what to do for next time. And you're going to dramatically increase your chances of getting through if you go once and don't make it, okay? You'll have a higher likelihood of getting through the next go. So again, do a few years in the military. When you're 22 to 25, your life's sorted, you've had 12 to 18 months prep time, then set a date and you will get laser focused, and then you fucking go hard in preparing for selection. All right, and that's it. Don't overthink it. Don't add all this other external bullshit into it. That's it. A few years in the military, you're at a good age, life sorted, prep time, go for it. Okay, no excuses, otherwise you'll never fucking go for it. All right, that's it. Really short episode here. If you got any questions, make sure you hit me up, Reece_Dowden on Instagram, or Reece@operatoredge.com via email, or come and join my school group, my selection group on the school platform. Okay, you can go to operatoredge.com/selection. There'll be a link in there. It's free to sign up. Okay, so come and do that. Hope you got something out of this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.